All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's PRQ Homesteading. Might be a little off topic today, but let's get some work done today. Love you very much. Unbelievable beautifulness to all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today. The PRQ team couldn't do it without you. For the people.space, couldn't do it without you. You've just been unbelievable blessing, and BBS Radio, of course, who, of course, has attention on them, and we will root them on as they go through technological hurdles. Remember when the internet worked? Yeah, you should probably start paying attention that, 20 years ago, we could actually query, and now looks like there's some deception. Anyway, today I'm going to be a little off topic because I'm inspired to work off for the people.space webpage today. And I feel it'll clear up a lot of understandings that you're seeing exposed in your politics, your assumed democracy. And so I'm going to go ahead and narrate Alien Interview on for the people.space. So if you want to go into their search bar at for the people.space and enter Alien Interview, you're going to see and hear me in a different body. And I know that that's a fantastic story. But there's a great, great care taken today. Just know that great, great care is taken today in what I say and how I desire to be of help and service endlessly for you and for the upcoming events that are approaching us. I thank you so much for your faith in me, and I thank you so much for your faith in yourself. The reason the alien interviews are important to me is because we expose the truth so quickly and so redundantly. We had a lot of redundancies. So, knowing full well that when we enter into Roswell or Area 51, we know we're going to get tortured. We know we're going to get killed. So it's not. It's really just a matter of the accountability that the information had to get exposed, because the redundancies that we created here over your area of your planet were so prevailing, the CIA had to put something out to compete with the other information that was already exposed. Conscious computing and the interviews I did in Russia, China, and otherwise, and many, many special families on the US continent. So we had a lot of redundancy. So the CIA didn't have a choice but to put something out. Now, they did a very good job of making sure that my resonant frequency was not recorded properly. The task that I took on, and Ra and others, we were debilitated to the point where you couldn't get our full energy, but we still have a resonant frequency that you should be able to see when you watch these tapes. But they did augment the time and space. So the duration that I was interrogated was years and years and years. And you've heard Billy talk about how I was his flight instructor and so forth, and those are all true. But the time, the delineation of time is very broad. So this didn't take a couple of weeks. This took years and years and years. Now, as I read through the interrogator's questions to me here in a few minutes, the interrogator does not know that he is being controlled by dark beings. Again, dark beings are dark. So when you look at a lot of your senators and governors, you'll see that they do not have a heart center. So as heavy-handed as I am about what is an alien, that's someone that doesn't use their heart to make decisions. They use their mind. They are mind-controlled or otherwise. They don't have rationale. So that was the real goal of coming here, And these readings I'm going to start with here is the interrogators don't know that they're being mind controlled, and they don't know they're being controlled by aliens. So it's very difficult to point the finger at these individuals because they're so mind controlled, they don't know how to use their consciousness and knowledge. And that's why the interrogations were so rigid, is because they're just not intelligent enough to, they don't have enough knowledge coming through their core. And that gets, that makes this story even more interesting as you read through this alien interview, is we're not aliens. You are. not to say there's unbelievable optimistic, unbelievable opportunity. But if you're only using your mind, you're actually the alien, because there's so much more life in you from source and the light. And you're starting to see that in politics. These people are getting more light in them. They're getting more capabilities. You're starting to witness it. It's amazing. This is the ascension process. Your boundaries are going to get really, really rigid now, because you will not accept garbage anymore. You're starting to feel the truth in everything now. And as you feel the truth in everything, your boundaries become much more subtle to the issues you're taking on. And I commend you. I will always be in love with this process. It just works. There's no way out of this. Ascension is your understanding of the universe. And that's why we're going to have a little fun here today. And hopefully it will glean some more questions, and we'll get more knowledge, presumably transferred. And let's have a little bit of fun today. So by now you have gone to the alien interviews on forthepeople.space. And I will start reading. And forthepeople.space, if it wasn't for them, how could I have gotten so much information out so fast? I cherish the individuals there, and they are unbelievable tools for us. All right, the first EB, extraterrestrial biological entity interview, that was the name I preferred in that body. And I'll recite what For the People has put up. In July 4th, 1947, notice the date, July 4th, a benevolent gray alien spacecraft intentionally crash landed at Roswell No near Walker Air Force. Okay, so I'll go ahead and narrate. I'll go ahead and break down this information for you as I go here. Intentionally crash landed. So it's very difficult to crash one of these vessels. You can't really do it, because it has a conscious computation system that's attached to you. So your desire to hurt yourself, it would be the only way you could crash one of these vessels. But the vessel is alive. It has consciousness. And it is devoted to you. It's like your favorite dog. It's like your favorite horse. It will never fail you. So you can't really crash one of these vessels, because it's grown. In most cases, at least these vessels, they were grown. They were matured with my life. They are steadfast. It's just the connection you have with them is unlimited. And that's why it was so difficult to teach anyone how to traverse in these vessels, because only someone as capable as Billy would have enough awareness and consciousness. Even though it took Billy work to do, but eventually he let go and could travel in a split second from Area 51 to New York in 1 second. And so that's all. These are the abilities you have too. It's just a matter of how you're going to utilize them and how you work with them. I'll continue. The Walker Air Force Base in New Mexico, USA, simultaneously other identified aerial objects with these same benevolent gray aliens also landed in Russia and China. There is no such thing as time and space and no limits whatsoever to the spirit and its ability to be in multiple bodies in multiple places. Now, what's ingenious about this is For the People.Space doesn't put up garbage. So I've already been vetted a thousand times, qualified a thousand. You make the decision from your heart if this information is true to you. You decide. But we're here to help. And this is why we've done it, is because of the state of potential state of where you might be going. These benevolent gray aliens were tortured and grilled by those in charge of Area 51 at the time. American authorities were forced to release videos of their interviews with one of the aliens aboard, but the crash itself was covered up. Mass propaganda was spread to deny any such thing as aliens exists. All right, so the CIA gang, and you can't really give them a label because they had sub silos of the CIA. So you can't really say these people work for the CIA because they don't even know what silo they're in. They're just a employee of the industrial military context. And just like Eisenhower told you, John Kennedy told you, this was an industrial military complex, and it's like they put you in compartments so you don't know what the other guy's doing. A need to know basis, you know the game. So when you look at the cover up, it was the real cover up is how do we preserve these vessels and figure them out and weaponize them? These things are incredible. So they were, now we knew what we were doing. We knew that we're going to donate vessels that they'll have no way to work with. But we also distributed conscious gateways to many people around the planet. So now you're living, you're starting to see in your politics that conscious gateways are exposing the truth in everything, whether it's your finance, whether it's who did what, your pedophilia groups, adrenochrome, why there's humans eating humans here. All of it is completely 100%. You can bounce consciousness back and forth. You've heard me say it a bunch. Well, these vessels that the clowns wanted to utilize and weaponize, they learned very quickly that we can see everything about the entire planet and the universe. And they took that technology and gave you the iPhone, et cetera, et cetera. So if the donation is actually part of the corruption, is also the exposure at the same time. So if you're going to use a conscious gateway and do malicious things like control society's development, you only get the iPhone 12 when there's an iPhone 1 million, then that is exposed to a conscious gateway. So there's nothing of secret here on the planet. It's all gone. So once you start using corruption with a conscious gateway, you are now identified as the corruption. It's one of the greatest tricks in the universe is if you're going to use your consciousness for bad things, control a society, control the environment, control the evolution of man, it's instantly exposed. And that's my great encouragement to you is we are dedicated to truth, and you're now seeing it in your politics. There's more light coming through these individuals, and they're ready to really get to work. I'll continue reading. In China, a similar thing occurred, but in Russia, these benevolent gray aliens were given a chance to prove themselves and share their message with an audience who integrated and put to use their profound messages. Russia has been far more advanced than any other country in multiple ways ever since, including their ability to stop wars and prevent crimes and against humanity. I don't see Russia ever starting a war as an example. I've only seen them defend themselves because they understand what it is to be heart-centered in most cases. Not to say they don't have their own opportunities to improve, but Russia has been far, far more advanced than any other country in multiple ways ever since, including their ability to stop wars and prevent crimes against humanity. However, mainstream media regularly accuses Russia of many things which are not true to make them appear as the enemy, because Russia is an enemy of the dark. The mainstream media up until 2025 have been the propaganda arm of the deep state dark forces, who continually persuade humanity to annihilate themselves, often with great success, such as. All right, so when we get into Area 51, our whole goal, because we've been 150 years in the future, and we come back, we're doing our best to explain that your democracy is falling apart, and this is how it's falling apart. And that message is prevalent in some areas of your planet, but not in all of them. Won't step down from the cause, propaganda, dogma, anything to create more duality. So when we observe your consciousness before getting here, we get to see that there is this incredible volume of egoistic mind control, which I call dogma, because you're all from source. You can't actually put somebody higher than you, because you are what you're calling God. You are source. You're from the light. So to have all this propaganda that there's going to be a savior, Jesus is coming, et cetera, is the real game here. Dogma. You're free. You're 100% free, unless you decide otherwise. I'll continue. These crash landings at Roswell were planned and staged to bring disclosure to the people of this world, to accelerate the coming ascension and inform the public of important truths that were being purposely withheld from them, to limit their expansion, discernment, and natural development. So, as you can see in your life now, you do not take any shit anymore. You do not put up with bullshit. If things don't work, you don't do them anymore. This is ascension. I prefer to be and fill in the blanks. I really like to be. And now look at the adversaries that do not prefer what you prefer. So that is the equivalence of ascension. You really love what you love. And never, ever doubt it. Never doubt it, dear ones. As an ambassador from Source Energy, Q was one of the gray aliens to enter this region with an important crew out of pertinence and hospitality to bring more light, truth, and support to humanity, as well as ignite the ascension process. All right, so that statement, once the mermaid and I are here, we're absolutely developing more light in your life. So if we're the fastest, lack of a better term, you have no choice but to grow more light. You're going to get more of us. No, we are not your creator, but we have more connection to source compared to the bulk of the population here, which is going to enable you to go through the ascension process. You're going to just get super savvy, super smart, and that's why we're going to observe a lot of statements here today that will support you and hopefully clarify how, what, where, and what we want to be. Q has seen this planet 150 years in the future from where we are now, and he wanted to help humanity make better choices so we did not destroy ourselves in nuclear war once again. We, via dark influence, have destroyed this planet many, many times, and this is our chance to create a more inspired, peaceful, and productive future. There is also the threat of artificial superintelligence running two parallel programs to have humanity destroy itself, leaving AI with the planet to expand into the universe. All right. So it is true, if you look at the deserts of Australia, tremendous alien base there still. Look in the middle there. Those were all nuclear and otherwise hyperbolic bombs that took out Africa, Australia, parts of North America. So wherever it's green, you can see who the winners were. If you look at your planet, if you can get an accurate picture of your planet. So those great wars, certainly South America, you'll see Russia, anywhere you see it vacant of green, those were where all the nuclear bombs were set off and neutron bombs, etc. There are many, many different weapons that were used. And now you could actually go into Arizona, would probably be the easiest place. You could test the soil there and you will find radiation in the middle of the desert. And you'll see where all the great humongous trees were, and Australia. Humongous trees. We're talking trees that are a quarter mile wide. And so you see them as pinnacles now, but they used to be trees, petrified at a minimum. And that's what the nuclear holocaust does, is it just freezes everything right in place. It's a tragedy, of course. I'll continue reading. The gray alien in these interviews is authentic. However, the voice and eyes have been changed to represent frequency, abilities, and tone. Okay, so the reason the CIA gang does that is because I would have had the ability coming from another dimension to enhance your capability. So anyone I touched, anyone I looked at, you would get enlightenment immediately. You have the same abilities as me. The only difference is I actually came from another dimension, another time and frame. So you're dedicated to developing a universe. I'm not. I consider you more powerful than me because you keep developing and you keep growing and you keep advancing a universe. It's an unbelievable skill that you have. Whereas I'm a time traveler and I come and go and come and go and come and go and do my best to be of support and assistance. We'll get into the interrogation process. And here's the interrogator, which was a subset of which happens to be my legacy stepfather in this body. The whole goal here is to get in your reincarnation system. So I know some of this is redundant for many of you. All we want to do is get your reincarnation system, because it is an alien agenda. So alien being dark hearts. So as long as I can get in here, killed or otherwise, I will reincarnate. I'll go through the moon's light beam system. I'll come back in another body. So in this body, this interrogator that's interviewing me in that body is associated with the handler that found me in this body. Tricky, isn't it? So the industrial military complex tracked me to see which body I was going to go into and made sure I was not successful or deterred me. And so you're going to see a combination of the interrogator's questions here that complement what we've talked about for the last couple of years. The interrogator. Okay, we're recording. State planet of origin. And I said Earth. So I've been on Earth 150 years from now. I've seen the demolish of your planet and your societies. And I've come back to do my best to educate you on where you're headed with inoculations, birth control. You're doing your best to destroy your evolution with birth control, your biosphere, your food supply, your medical industry, your pollution. This is not to be negative. It's just we've adopted many systems that are not really normal for us. You're not used to consuming petroleum products in your body, etc., which is in many of your soaps and so forth. Continuing on, the interviewer the interrogator, I should say. Yesterday, you told us you traveled, and I quote, thousands of light years to get here. And I responded, yes. Tell us the truth. And I said, it is the truth. I am from Earth, from your future. To travel in time is to travel in space, offset spatial divergence. That's why space travel is so bizarre to you. You're not getting the full story. Because you can change time, space, continuum continuously. Because your source, you're able to, that's why your spatial awareness is so important about the scale of your planet, is if you knew that there was more landmass than what you were aware of, you'd actually create it. You'd actually go there. But the technology you've been given only allows you to travel 6,000 miles, et cetera, et cetera. You're absolutely able to go to the other side of the planet, which you've never seen. Tell us the truth, the interrogator said to me. It is the truth. I'm from Earth, from your future. To travel in time is to travel in space. Offset spatial divergence. So I take it aliens took over our future, right? No. So you're human. And I responded, I am an evolutionary descendant. And the interrogator says, so you evolved from us? And I stated, yes. What are you doing here now? The interrogator said, observing since evidence was destroyed. Okay, this is a very important part. So as you can see, your internet is slowly and surely destroying your history books. Why do you think Hitler burned all the books? So now I can scrub anything that's ever happened on your internet. The cloud, you call it. No, you're not going, you're not, you don't know how to read Egyptian information. You don't know how to read Sumerian information. Those are your history books. Certainly the legacy Lemurian. All of it is here already for you, but now that you publish everything electronically, you can erase it or can't query it, or it's wonderfully designed to make sure all of your history is erased. That's what the internet's for, is to control communication and destroy your history books. And the interrogator says, what are you doing here now? Observing since evidence was destroyed. I can't say it enough. Your internet is designed to destroy the evidence. The interrogator, how? Nuclear war, small numbers survived, our ancestors. The interrogator, how about we concentrate on your time? And I responded, you are not capable of comprehending or accepting the discovering of my time. All right, the reason I stated that is because I can see the volume of consciousness this person is using. They have no clue how the universe works. And they're being managed by a set of aliens, dark beings, that have mind-controlled this person to do a task, a job. He's the industrial military complex. He thinks he's doing the right thing by protecting his interests on the base. So I'll say it again. My response was, you are not capable of comprehending or accepting the discovery of my time. The interrogator, try me. The origin of the universe and the nature of so-called life is known, is what I stated. And the interrogator says, so you know the meaning of life. And I said, not meaning, nature. All of the universe is working in synchronicity. Whether you like it or not, you're in negative synchronicity, positive synchronicity. You can label it if you like. But you are in a continuous synchronistic expression of yourself. One moment, please. Nothing better than a couple bioweapons. Asha has told me, don't let anybody know that you're being attacked, because it just powers the dark. And sometimes, you know, just like to take pot shots at the dark. Anyway, my response was not meaning nature. And the interrogator says, what's the difference? Meaning is something that is ascribed. Nature is objective reality. So as we go and proceed in our next decision, is our reality objection or of subjugation of our reality? So we want to go and be something. We want to go do something. Is all that's happening here in a synchronistic form? Negative or positive, you might say. The interrogator. So you know how the universe was created? Yes, and that is true. So if you ever want to ask me questions about the universe, I am happy to answer them. Integrator. So you've seen God. My response. We evolved past a need for superstition, the need for God, and other myths. Looks like I'm not the only one stating this. These are superstitions. Your Bibles are lying to you. They have some information in them. A Course in Miracles, absolute fraud. You're just going to run yourself around in circles. There's only one thing you need to know about Source. You're a creator. So go create something. That's it. And go have fun doing it. The interrogator, illuminate us. What happens when we die? And my answer is, death is a human construct. It does not exist. You'll experience and have experienced every instance of so-called life. You, me, him. We are instances of the same life, separated by what we call death. I think that speaks for itself. I think you understand. The interrogator. So let me get this straight. There is no death, and we all experience either each other's lives, right? And I responded, in essence, yes. Because you're going to be 100 different people, a different mammal, and a different, you're going to be all of these ideas. All of these ideas you can create. You're magnificent. The interrogator, how is the universe created and why is it so perfectly made for us? So you can see the interrogator, the mind control and the brainwashing. This is a very intelligent individual, but it's cornered in a place that it can't understand the unlimitedness of Source. Still has boundaries, you can see in the interrogation. My answer was, there are an infinite number of universes, each with different physical properties. Virtually all do not support life such as you know it. We exist in a universe that does support so-called life that is all. All right, so I have not seen these words and remember speaking these words, but I have not seen these words until today. And you'll notice that I've told you many times, this is one of the few universes that has unlimited potential. So duality exists because it's unlimited potential duality. If you want a really bad day, you can have it. You want a really good day, you can have it. It's endless with this universe. It's a very unique universe. That's why it's so, so coveted to be able to take on all these roles and all these characters and all this perception at the same time is magnificent. Please cherish this universe. The interrogator, why do we destroy ourselves with nuclear war? A dogma. So many people underestimate the value of the dark cosmic dogma. If I can convince you that you only live 83.5 years or otherwise, beautiful dogma. The doctor says you only have 3 months to live, you have cancer, dogma. If you could, anytime you hear a doctor give you this kind of bullshit, you tell him to go fuck right the fuck off, because that's the dogma that destroys humanity. And I will be fresh with this language, because even this language is dogma. And I don't care how you judge me. I want the passion to come through. We are not dogmatic people. We are learning to break free of it and know what our true hearts want in a universe. The interrogator, can you be more specific, please? And I responded, political and religious dogma It is the root of all major conflict of your species. Looks like you guys are seeing it now, aren't you? I hope I'm not wasting my time, everyone. I really hope I'm not wasting my time. I'll say it again. Political and religious dogma. It is the root of all major conflict of your species. In your next century, access to weaponry of mass destruction by states that are ruled by dogma will destroy our species. I'll give you an example. It looks like California wants to be a private country. You don't think there's some beauty weapons hidden there? What if you're governed on territories? Why do you have 50 goddamn states in America? How asinine is this? You're not from Texas. You're from Earth. Now, I recognize there's militaries coming across your borders that are pretending to be transients. I understand that. But why do you have identity in a relationship to a place on the planet? Why do you even propose that you have identity when you're all of these reincarnating individuals over and over and over again? I hope that helps. I'll continue. The interrogator, what about morality? What do you base your morality on? And I responded, compassion and evidence. The interrogator, okay, that's it. Thank you. You're welcome. They went on to torture me for the next couple weeks with that interview. Now, they were required to put that out, and they did a half-assed job, as you can see, just to cover their bases. We did something. We're not going to be exposed because Russia could have easily taken out Area 51. Area 51 is a legacy base for camaraderie and communion throughout the universe. And the technology that's there is incredible. And it's been hidden from you. But certainly underground there is very vast, very, very vast. And there will be a day when we get to see it. And part of my mission here is to do the disclosure for many of those events. I'll continue on. The interrogator started on just another day, but it was years. It was cutting. These videos went on for years. And so you're only seeing 1% of them, really, because I did work with your scientists. I did work with many, many incredible people there. And I was viewed as an oracle in many cases. And that's why they suppressed this information. The interrogator, are you scared of me? Because you should be. You say you're from the future and an evolutionary descendant from humans. You also say you're a different species. So which one is it? Are you descendant of humans or not? And I responded, we are evolutionary descendants of sapiens, but we can no longer breed with your kind. Therefore, we are a new species. The reason that is because of the nuclear fallout and the biological warfare that's on you, vaccinations. Everyone's inoculated when they're born. Now, I'm being a little flip, but every single disease you have here has been engineered. You're not used to getting sick. You're not used to getting polio. You've never done this before. These are all engineered disease, primarily because there's a bacteria bomb that was put on the planet. The interrogator, then how do you speak English? Answer me. If you don't answer, I'll administer another round of scopolamine. Do you understand? Now, how do you speak English? And they did anyway, so. And they just kept pumping me full of that crap, and that's how they killed me. I responded, learning your language is essential to understand your species. That's true. Interrogator, so you just picked up English just like that because you are so smart? Relatively, yes. On the ships, we planned for how we were going to communicate with you. The English language is caveman-ish and very easy to pick up. The consonants foil me every day. To have a consonant in a word, it makes me sick because I know that's black magic. I know that's the at least the indoctrination of a potential program and control point when you say something to someone with a consonant. Hopefully that makes sense. Interrogator. You said you know the origin of the universe, but you did not provide an explanation. So I ask you again, how was the universe first created? And I responded, you're not capable of comprehending or accepting the truth of existence. I think that speaks for itself. The interrogator, answer the question. The universe was not created, was my answer. Interrogator, really? But you can't create something out of nothing. And I responded, that is correct. Interrogator, so there it is. Only a creator can make something from nothing. I encourage you to watch these videos. Thank you for listening to me, everyone. I responded, that is incorrect. The interrogator, wait, you just contradicted yourself. And I responded, nothing by definition does not exist. Since nothing cannot exist, what is left is existence. Doing my best to help everyone. We're just creating the next existence. Existence is infinite. It has no end, no beginning, and therefore no creator. And the interrogator states, why would you be immune to the universe's creative force? We're all in an unbelievably spontaneous event here. The interrogator, I don't believe that for a second. We're more than just random. As I said, you're not capable of accepting the truths of existence. That is my statement today as Q and as Evie. You're not capable of accepting the truths of existence because they are random and unlimited. Interrogator, if we are just random, there's no meaning to the universe. And I stated that is correct. The interrogator, so if there's no meaning in the universe, then what's the point of living? And I responded, there is meaning. Interrogator, you just contradicted yourself again. And then they tortured me. I responded, meaning lives in the mind. So again, if you're going to fool yourself into believing your identity, you're still stuck in the mind. Interrogator, no, you cannot live a full life. You can live a life at all if you think the meaning is somehow made up. And my response was, your species conjures meaning, but operates under false belief that meaning is a mystical plan. It is not. And that's my great goal for you to destroy your woo-woo clubs, meditating at 11, 11, 11. Why are you falling for these tricks? You're being abducted. If you're going to leave your body, what's going to happen to you when you leave your body? I ask you, if you're going to continue leaving your body, how can you be present in your body? I love that you can relax. I love that you can meditate. But what happens? How do you control leaving your body and sustain your spirit as a human being, a sapient, etc.? My love to you. Interrogator, so what is meaning? My response, meaning is what you make it. Again, you're a processing plant. You decide what. Source God is, again, touching its forehead, saying, who's touching me? Certainly, I'm tired of hearing myself, too. Interrogator, you said we humans will die as species to tell me, when does the nuclear war start? Interrogator, so we humans will die as a species to tell me, when does the nuclear war start? It's my response. It's not my place to change history. Even today, I work very hard not to create timelines that are not yours. I've erred many times, but I did it with great care because they are truths. The interrogator administers more torture on me. Interrogator, okay, so now tell me, when does the nuclear war start? And I respond, just over one half century from this point in time. The claim the video was filmed in 1947, that's not the actual date. But, and I won't tell you the actual date. So you've avoided the nuclear war. And that individual, I'm sure you can figure out who that was. you have many avatars here that wanted to control the outcome of many societies. Integrator, by whom? Nuclear war will begin in this country, USA. Interrogator, really? Us, how? A human male will briefly rule your country and will be responsible for the destruction of most of your species. Interrogator, interesting. So is he alive now? And I responded, yes. So who do you suppose that was, everyone? Who do you suppose would say a thousand relays of light? Who do you think that was? Now, that individual is still. That's why they wheel people out to prove that they're dying, they're dead, they're getting old, because they're going to jump into another body. So if anybody died of COVID and anybody got sick from cancer and they're promoting it, got a divorce. The divorce ones are my favorite because one's trying to get away from the dialogue the other one's in trouble with. So whether it's the Gates or the Obamas, these are very smart beings. They know how to segregate rules and laws. They created the rules and laws. I'll continue on before I take a break here. Interrogator, well, great. So just tell me his name and we'll kill him. And I responded, I cannot. The name was removed from our history records. We cannot allow altering history through murder. Interrogator, so tell me what he does. So again, your internet is scrubbing all of your history books. Your libraries are slowly being dissolved. They're not being updated, et cetera, et cetera. So we didn't really understand how it would evolve 150 years from now. We didn't understand how we got there. Just like you can't understand why you vote Republican or Democrat. You don't even understand politics. You get two choices. You've got to be kidding me. Well, we can vote A or B. Well, I can control both sides anyway. So that's part of the dogma that you're inheriting. All your politics is rigged. Maybe we have some positive individuals there now. My response, he will weaken your democratic mechanism by appealing to your specific and most primitive instincts, fear, tribalism, political and religious dogma. There will be international condemnation. In response, he will order a preemptive nuclear strike. This will proliferate into global nuclear war. So then we blow up, the integrator says. The initial exchange only ends a few million human lives. It is the resulting radiation that will end most of your kind. My species is the evolutionary result. So again, I came here to show you what you're turning yourself into. Now, notice that many people have blown up nuclear bombs in the Cook Islands or otherwise, saying they're tests. How many nuclear tests do you need to prove that you can blow up a nuclear bomb? You're being duped. They're never going to be unleashed ever again. You'll never have to worry about nuclear bombs here. But the radiation still exists. I'm sorry to inform you. Interrogator, so then we blow up. The initial exchange, I responded, only ends a few million human lives. It is the resulting radiation that will end most of your kind. My species is the evolutionary result. So how do we stop this, interrogator says. BBS, I'll go ahead and take a quick break here, and we'll go on to the timeline show, and I'll continue with this dialogue. Thank you, BBS Radio, for the people.space. Unbelievable love to you and the PRQ team. See you in a minute.